This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Life imitated art this past weekend. The horror film The Possession led at the box office, which is fitting because Hollywood has had a truly horrific summer. Domestic ticket sales were down 4% from last year, and this past weekend was Hollywood's worst since right after September 11th. So we asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer to find out what's going on.
The number one reason Hollywood flopped this summer, the movies were awful.
They were all just meh films, I mean, very honestly.
That's Keith Simonton. He's the managing editor of the online movie site IMDb. He says some of the bombs had big-name stars. Ben Stiller in The Watch, Adam Sandler in That's My Boy.
He also had things like Rock of Ages, the Tom Cruise musical vehicle.
Wait, what did he just say?
The Tom Cruise musical vehicle.
Yep, I did hear him right. Tom Cruise musical. Brace yourself. Okay, that pretty much sums up just how bad the summer movies were. But the economy played a supporting role. Claude Brodesser-Ackner is West Coast editor for Vulture.com. He says people would rather download something than waste a night out on a flop.
You don't have to worry about sticky floors or hiring babysitters, and you certainly don't have to pay the kinds of prices that are being demanded for product that was decidedly inferior this summer.
But Hollywood says it'll put out a better product over the upcoming holiday season. Paul Dergarabedian is a box office analyst at Hollywood.com.
Well, we've got Resident Evil Retribution in 3D and IMAX on the way.
The last installment of the Twilight series is also on the way, and there's a new James Bond film. If they're not any good, moviegoers might be doling out some retribution of their own at the box office. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.